Back to the conversation in a second. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-created, and is it ever dietitian-approved and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You're absolutely going to love these. You have over 35 different options to choose from every single week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day. Love the snacks that they have. What are you waiting for? Get started today and go after your goals. Those two-minute meals are absolutely perfect, especially if you live a busy life like I do. You can fuel up fast and feel good about what you're eating with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. From pancakes to smoothies and more, they have far more than just what you think of. For dinner, they have breakfast items, midday bites, and more. And what I love about it, no prep, no mess. All of it is right there for you, ready to go, and it's fresh. Eat and eat. If you got kids like I do, schedules are crazy, especially with sports and stuff. You can get as little or as much as you need every single week. Customize it for what that schedule may be like this week. Factor is a perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. And sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/ghost50 and use code ghost50 to get 50% off. That's code ghost50 at factormeals.com/ghost50 to get 50% off.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Nick again from the horrible state of Arizona. No, I like it. So I'm calling you guys again. I just got through speaking with a coworker of mine, and we just, you know, spent the last, like, hour pretty much talking about the paranormal, and he said he was a Wiccan. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm not sure. I don't know really what that is. I've heard the term before. I don't know if that's, like, a religion or a following or what have you, but I know there are people out there that claim to be that. So he was giving me his perspective of, you know, the afterlife and paranormal stuff like spirits and shadow people, you know. And I told him some of my experiences, and he laid out what those meant to him personally, what he's dealt with, and it's some pretty interesting stuff. He said some of the things or shadow people or entities that I've encountered are of the higher level of entities, and he said there's like three levels that he's dealt with, 1, 2, and 3, and 3 being, you know, the highest. And he said some of the ones that I've met were of number 3, which is kind of terrifying because I've laid out stories to him, and you know, he told me, all right, so example, I called in before Christmas about my son, me and kind of in this room, and I'm holding him. My son is only 9 months old right now, so it's impossible for him to talk in, you know, perfect English. You know, he's still doing the baby stuff. So he just looks at me and talks to me, and he's like, "Dad, can I be Jaden now?" And Jaden is his name, and I'm like, "Sure, baby, you can be Jaden." Yeah, and that was it of that. And he told me there's these shapeshifters out there, but. That was really cool. I'm still, like, on that. I'm still, like, excited from the conversations, and I just had to call because of that reason. But a reason, I guess, meat and potatoes of this call was I deliver the papers. So I deliver the papers every day, no weekends, no breaks, no anything, every day. And this could be, like, due to me being tired lately. I am a full-time student. I am a full-time parent now and other different responsibilities that I'm not – too used to. I'm still getting used to it, but I was driving down, and for like the last week, it's just been happening this week, in this particular point of my route, it's kind of like a newer subdivision, so there's houses, some are built, and then there's spaces where houses should be, but there's none. Like, I guess they never got around to building the rest of them, but nevertheless, I have to go down the street. And it kind of branches off to a T. The right side leads to like 2 or 3 houses, and then it cuts off. Like, they were going to build more road, but they didn't get to it. So it's just, it's literally cut off, and there's just desert out there. And then the left goes down a little bit more. I guess it goes to the other sections. I don't go down there. So I head to the right, and there's a total of like two or three streetlights there to illuminate the area. Well, like I said before in previous calls, I have, I think Jenny calls it the slider effect. I think that's what it's called. I have those occurrences all the time. Lights flicker, cut on, cut off. Just every, it's, it happens all the time to me. So I get down one day, the first day, I notice one of the lights are off. And I'm like, okay, usually that light's off, no worries. Next day, that light was on, but the other light was off. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Third day, I get there, both lights are off. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. That doesn't happen. And then the next day after that, I kid you not, I'm driving down there and, you know, I'm making sure that I'm not hitting any animals, no stray dogs are running across the road or anything. And I make the right, throw my paper to the house, and proceed to make my U-turn, because remember, I said the road cuts off. There's nothing after that. So I have to make a U-turn to get back and then circle back around and then continue my route. So when I turn around, I'm halfway doing the three-point turn, and I look over, and there's, like, cars usually parked on the side of the street. I don't know why people do that. They have driveways that can put the cars there. Anyway, behind the cars, I see something kind of dart from where the houses were towards the, you know, to the road that I have to get back on, or the street that I have to get back on, and I saw it barely. It was kind of like a haphazardly glance, and I looked at it, and it looked to me like something on fours, like all fours running. But it didn't look like a dog. It didn't look like a jackrabbit. It didn't look like anything. It just looked like a person, like literally on all fours, just kind of galloping to the fields. And so I'm like, did I just see that? And so I turn my brights on, and I kind of turn the car so I can skim over, you know, as much as I could. And I didn't see anything. I didn't see any dogs. It just kind of vanished. So I thought that was weird. But that's all my experiences for now. Hopefully I can call in later with more experiences. Anyway, thank you guys for putting one of my other calls on. That was great. I couldn't listen to it, though, because I hate the sound of my voice. So I'm going to skip. If this one gets put on, I'm going to skip past it and just hear what you guys say. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.